Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Cities across the country brace for wide-scale anti-ICE protests this weekend. On Saturday, when President Trump attends a massive military parade in Washington, D.C. for his 79th birthday, it's also the Army's 250th birthday, and there will be thousands of troops, rows of tanks, aircraft flyovers, and bands. Critics say to counter what they say are Trump's plans to feed his ego, there will be No Kings protests all over the country, including here in Philadelphia and all over the region. They're challenging his immigration enforcement policies. So far, estimates are there will be at least 1,800 of them nationwide. Ahead of it, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker discusses how her administration is handling security.
We respect everyone's First Amendment rights to protest and for free speech. But I also want to be equally clear that the Philadelphia Police Department will maintain public safety and order in our streets and in our neighborhoods. That's their mission and that's their core duty. And they will do that here in the city of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner outlines what protections protesters can expect since ICE agents reportedly may be deployed here. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more on that.
In a press conference with religious and community leaders, District Attorney Larry Krasner condemned the president.
He is a racist, he is a criminal, and he, very, very, very much like Adolf Hitler, does not believe in equality.
Caleb Arnold is the DA's immigration counsel and says under Trump, there are no protections for immigrants out at the demonstration.
Protest is no longer protected from ICE enforcement, so they reserve their right to commit ICE enforcement during protest activities.
Something, she says, that was protected under the Biden administration. At a protest earlier this week, 15 people were arrested and given citations for disorderly conduct, which is essentially a ticket. Additional police officers will be on patrol throughout the city this weekend. Police officials are encouraging peaceful protests. In a statement to KYW, a spokesperson says, "Our priority is to facilitate peaceful protests, prevent violence or disorder, and protect the rights of all residents, businesses, and participants." Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Pennsburg man is charged with stealing a bike at gunpoint Wednesday in rural Marlboro Township, then shooting at police when they responded. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert tells us that led to a standoff with police that lasted more than 2 hours.
Investigators say a cyclist was on Swamp Creek Road at Camp Road when he passed a man later identified as 35-year-old Charles Bound sitting in the driver's seat of his Ford Mustang. The cyclist says Bound yelled, "Go home to your family," at him. When the cyclist took a photo of Bound's license plate, Bound pointed a gun at him and told him to drop the bike and his cell phone. The cyclist obeyed, then turned to run. When he says he heard several gunshots, the cyclist flagged down another car to call 911. Police say when an officer pulled up behind Bound's car, Bound fired several more shots at that officer. Bound led police on about an 8-mile pursuit, firing more shots while he was driving, eventually pulling over on Ridge Road in West Rock Hill at 12:13 p.m. Police from more than 10 other departments showed up to assist and say Bound fired additional shots at them. A crisis negotiator was able to make contact, and Bound finally surrendered 2.5 hours later. Bound's charged with numerous felonies, including attempted murder, robbery, and aggravated assault. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Leaders at District Council 33, the city's largest union representing blue-collar workers, say they are still at the negotiating table, but they have the support of the majority of their members to authorize a strike. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports DC 33's primary issues center on salary increases, job security, and health benefits.
Tired of our people being the working poor.
District Council 33 President Greg Boulware was joined by several council members, state reps, and leaders from several other unions during a press conference in front of supporters at union headquarters. Voting is still ongoing, and a final tally won't be announced until Monday. But Boulware says the union has the votes for a strike if needed.
The proposal from the city has been nothing but a long list of concessions that we certainly are not interested in giving up rights that we currently have or protections that we currently have.
Among those concessions, he says the city is asking for overtime to be merit-based instead of seniority-based and has requested the ability to change employee schedules at will. The only agreement over the first six meetings, Boulware says, is a 4-year contract. In terms of salary, the union is asking for an 8% increase. The city is offering 2%, which Boulware says amounts to $925 a year on average. The mayor's office declined to comment.
The contract is up on June 30th. Boulware says once that happens, about 7,800 water, sanitation, streets, and other workers could be on the picket lines. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.